This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Tunisia makes its choice, and the international community contemplates how to live with it. A majority for a party that claims it wants to merge the ideas of democracy with Islam. Nation-building and constitution-writing Tunisia on this Tuesday, October 25th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So diplomats are thinking about an Islamist Tunisia this morning. We're going to talk to one, John Grisham, the novelist, on the difficult plot lines for a novelist in the courtroom. And when objects start talking, they already have in one exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art right here in New York. But you're still talking about the troop withdrawal from Iraq.
My name is Richard from Texas. I think they should be withdrawn and brought back because I believe that the taxpayers have been led like a lamb to the slaughter and been paying for this war because of ideology and of false information.
You can give us your thoughts about any story you hear on The Takeaway at 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's get right to the headlines this morning. The bodies of Muammar Gaddafi and his son were buried at a secret location in the Libyan desert this morning. A few relatives and officials were reportedly in attendance as Islamic prayers were read over the bodies. The question of how to dispose of Gaddafi's body had been a political minefield for Libya's new leaders. Islamic tradition dictates a burial should happen within a day of death. But the Libyan leadership was concerned that any public grave could become a shrine for Gaddafi loyalists. Across the border in Tunisia, a moderate Islamist political party has claimed victory in the first free election of the Arab Spring. That group has begun talks to form a unity government with a coalition of liberals to lead the country. We'll talk about that in a moment.
We'll find out what the U.S. ambassador to Tunisia has to say about that development in Tunisia. Meanwhile, Eurozone leaders are nearing a deal to put more cash in the bailout fund to prevent the debt crisis from spreading. A document obtained by the Associated Press says the plan would boost the bailout fund in the Eurozone to more than $1.4 trillion. We got the details yesterday. President Obama offering mortgage relief to hundreds of thousands of Americans. Borrowers who are underwater, meaning they owe more than the value of their homes, can participate if they are current on their payments. President Obama says he can't wait for what he calls an increasingly dysfunctional Congress to act.
I've told my administration to keep looking every single day for actions we can take without Congress. Steps that can save consumers money, make government more efficient and responsive, and help heal the economy.
Next up, the president plans to announce measures to make it easier for college graduates to repay their federal student loans. Texas governor and Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry will roll out his economic plan today. The proposal is expected to include a flat tax, a private retirement account for Social Security, and calls for a lower corporate income tax.
Officials say the death toll in that powerful earthquake that hit eastern Turkey is now 366. The Turkish prime minister says more than 2,000 buildings collapsed in Sunday's 7.2 magnitude quake. Thousands have spent a second night outdoors in cars or tents in near freezing conditions, afraid to return to their homes. In Syria, an Amnesty International report says patients in government-run hospitals are being tortured as part of a government crackdown on the uprising. That report comes a day after the U.S. pulled its ambassador, Robert Ford, out of Syria because of concerns for his safety. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the Syrian regime is responsible for those threats.
I want to take this opportunity to call on the government of Syria to immediately end its smear campaign of malicious and deceitful propaganda against Ambassador Ford.
Ford angered Syrian authorities by showing solidarity with pro-democracy protesters.
Texas Rangers now one game away from their first ever World Series title. The Rangers' 4-2 victory in last night's game against the St. Louis Cardinals gave them a 3-2 series lead game 6 tomorrow night. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up slightly for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,914. The S&P opens at 1,254. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,699. A discussion of the future politically in Tunisia this hour. And coming up later this hour, John Grisham on lawyering and writing novels. He never left his day job and is passionate about making the legal system work better. Also going to talk about the NFL's Rooney Rule for improving minority ranks in business and objects that talk to you like never before. Design, making the things we use communicate. What do you think? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just go to thetakeaway.org.